Chapter 6. Home. In which a father is reunited with his son, and two lovers meet again after 13 years. After 13 years of believing that their cousin's son had perished with his parents in a car accident, the Wen family was finally able to reunite with Lan Sizhui. It's a story tainted by another family member's criminal activity and the subsequent hardship for the Wens, but now that they've found Sizhui, they are adamant on making only good memories with him moving forward. However, this is not where a story with Sizhui ends, since we have yet to reunite him with the man he used to call Xian Gege, and, at the same time, bring his father back together with the one he used to consider to be the love of his life. Jinsu is once again in the car with Wei Wuxian, exactly a week after she took him to see his sister for the first time in over a decade. Luo Qingyang is already waiting there for them. Normally, only one of the hosts would be present. In this case, they decided it would be best if both parties had a host by their side, who they already know and trust. Wei Wuxian has traveled to Gusu on his own, and is staying at a hotel on the outskirts. The TV channel hosting the show pays for their participants' stays, as many of them would not be able to afford an impromptu trip and a hotel stay otherwise. As per usual, Wei Wuxian seems nervous. Jinsu doesn't like it. They don't know each other well, but they have talked a few times on the phone and over video chat, just to plan out the next steps of the journey, and she thinks that this quiet, subdued side doesn't suit him at all. He should be laughing, she muses. He should be happy. Hopefully, this will make him happy. Jinsu did talk to the Wens about Lan Wangji, whether or not Wei Wuxian has spoken about him, and if they think Wei Wuxian would like to meet him again. They told her that, in the beginning, it was apparent that Wei Wuxian forcefully tried to avoid talking about him, not because they had a falling out of some sorts, or because he wanted to forget him. No, simply because the guilt of having left Lan Wangji behind without a word pained him too much. According to the Wens, Wei Wuxian doesn't strictly feel regret. He stands by what he did for the Wens. He's still convinced packing his bags and leaving everyone he knew behind the way he did, severing all ties as abruptly as he did, was the best way to protect the ones he loved from becoming Wen Rohan's targets themselves, just like it had happened to him. Which doesn't mean he isn't aware of the hearts that he's broken by doing so. It's the guilt of having hurt the people he loves in the process that is eating him alive, still, after all these years. It's one of the reasons why he didn't dare to contact anyone else first, Granny Wen had told Jinsu on the phone, only a day or two after she had met Sizhui for the first time. If the wounds have healed, he's afraid of tearing them open again by reappearing in their lives. He doesn't take into account his own festering wound. It's as if he was carrying it to punish himself. As for Wei Wuxian's feelings for Lan Wangji, Granny Wen had smiled. It has become a bit easier for Wei Wuxian to talk about him over the years, and he still does so with great fondness. I am positive he still loves that man. Now that I have met Lan Wangji, even if that love should have transformed into something else, something just as important but less romantic, I don't think Lan Wangji would reject him. Wei Wuxian needs to be told that he's wanted, otherwise he'll never make a move. Right now, Wei Wuxian is sitting once again in Jinsu's passenger seat, fidgeting with his seatbelt. Nervous? Excited? Or both? She asks him. He gives her a lopsided smile in reply. Positively terrified, he says. It'll be fine, she assures him. Sizhui's really excited to see you, and I know you are too. He means it when he says he never held a grudge against you. He just wants you back in his life, that's all. Wu Wuxian nods, as if he's trying to make himself believe what he's hearing. My other co-host, Luo Qingyang, will be with him, Jin Su informs him, and his adoptive father, since Sizhui is still a minor, though he's agreed to wait in a separate room to give you two some privacy first. Just like in Lanling, Jin Su parks her car, gets out, and takes Wei Wuxian's hand to lead him inside the bed and breakfast that they picked as their meeting point. Luo Qingyang comes up to greet him, shaking his hand, before returning to Sizhui's side. Sizhui is worrying at his own fingers. Luo Qingyang takes them into her own hands, reassuring him that everything will be all right. He swallows, nods, takes a deep breath, and exhales loudly. Are you ready? She asks him. Your Xiangaga should be here any minute. Sizhui nods again and takes a look at his father, who reaches out to lightly squeeze his shoulder. I will be just a room over, Lan Mengji tells him. I will join you in a bit. Please don't hesitate to call me if you need me. Sizhui can only nod again, unable to say a single word. He watches his father leave the room and sits down, trying to calm his beating heart, and waits. Luo Qingyang still in the room, but giving him space. It feels like an eternity until the door opens. The first person to enter is Jin Su. Sizhui recognizes her from TV. She greets him warmly before joining Luo Qingyang's side at the other side of the room. Then, another eternity of waiting. In truth, he waits only 5 minutes. 5 minutes in which Wei Wuxian hovers outside of the door and gathers all of his courage before opening it and stepping inside. Sizhui stands, quicker than Luo Qingyang has ever seen him get up, and stares in Wei Wuxian's direction, who is frozen in his steps and stares back at Lan Sizhui. Wei Wuxian's swallow is audible, a loud click in his throat. Hi, he says, his voice coming out hoarser than he probably wants it to. Sizhui's face splits into the most blinding smile. Xiangaga, it's really you, he says. Wei Wuxian's eyes mist over as he looks at the young man and slowly nods. Yeah, he says. Yeah, that's me. And you. Before Wei Wuxian can say anything more, Sizhui launches himself at the man, laughing brightly in between sobs. Wei Wuxian catches him with ease, clearly surprised, but welcoming the hug nonetheless. His arms come around Sizhui's slender frame, and he presses the boy to his heart while weeping into Sizhui's hair. Ayuan, he hiccups. My little Ayuan, is it really you? I can't believe it. It's me, Xiangaga, Sizhui replies into Wei Wuxian's shoulder. I missed you so much. It's me, Xiangaga. They hold each other tight, seemingly not moving for several minutes, except for the trembling of their shoulders as they laugh and cry in each other's embrace. Sizhui lets go first, and takes Wei Wuxian by the hand to lead him to the couch on which he had previously been sitting. Is Ayuan still fine? Or would you prefer me to call you Sizhui exclusively? Wei Wuxian asks him. Sizhui beams at him. You can call me either way. I'm fine with both. Then, Wei Wuxian swallows again. I saw your video message, and I know you said you don't hold any resentment, but I just have to tell you, Ayuan, I am so sorry for leaving you behind like that. I've cried myself to sleep for many nights because of it. Still do so nowadays, if I'm honest. I was afraid I was putting you in danger while staying, since I was helping the Wens, and one Rohan's henchmen had caught wind of it, so it seemed like the safest option. They went after me. I didn't want to give them a reason to harm you just because of me. I know, Xiankege, Zizhui tells him. And it's true that I was sad. For a while, I was wondering whether you didn't want to see me anymore. If I had done something wrong that made you stop liking me. I suppose it was the only explanation I had as a small child. But as I grew older, it became clear to me that you must have had a reason for disappearing so suddenly. I was never angry at you. I don't think that there's anything there for me to forgive, but if that's what you needed to hear, I forgive you. I did so a long time ago. Wei Wuxian looks at Zizhui with red-rimmed eyes, before taking the boy's face between his palms, bringing him close to kiss his forehead. After that, they talk for a while, quietly, unhurriedly. Zizhui tells Wei Wuxian about himself, his favorite subjects at school, his friends, his hobbies. Wei Wuxian, in turn, describes his life as it is now. They never let go of each other's hand. Look at you, you've grown so much, Wei Wuxian says, while lightly, almost reverently, touching his free hand to Sizhui's temple. You're almost as tall as I am. What happened to my little radish, eh? Fertilizer, Sizhui jokes, and Wei Wuxian erupts into laughter. Fertilizer! Can you believe this kid? This sass! Who in the world raised you? My baba did, Zizhui replies. He adopted me as a single parent, and never had a partner since. We first met while I was on a group outing with the orphanage, and got lost. I attached myself to his leg and cried, even though I had never met him before. He calmed me down, and got me to show him the name tag with the orphanage's phone number that we used to wear around our wrists in case of an emergency. He came to check up on me a few days later, and became a regular visitor after that, before he adopted me as his son. Wei Wuxian smiles. I would have loved to adopt you myself, he says softly. Not sure if it would have been successful, but I would have loved to try. I'm glad that you had such a good adoption and a happy childhood. That makes me really happy. Zizhui nods. I was secretly hoping you would adopt me too, but I'm very happy with the father I have now. I know that I got very lucky. He was brought up in a family that doesn't show affection as openly, so it was also a learning curve for him. We learned from each other. He's lovely.
You'll have to give me his address one of these days, so I can send him a gift basket for taking such good care of my little radish, Wei Wuxian says with a wink.
Zizhui chuckles. If you do, make sure it's a vegetarian one. But actually, my baba is here today. Since I'm still a minor, he wanted to come, but also in case I would need him. He would like to meet you too, if that is okay for you. He's just in the other room.
Wei Wuxian looks like he's thinking it over, then nods. All right, since I'm already here, I don't see why I shouldn't meet the man. At the other side of the room, Luo Qingyang and Qin Su exchange a look.
I'll go fetch him,
Luo Qingyang says, and leaves, only to return not a minute later. The man entering next to her is turned towards her, so his face isn't immediately visible. He's half obscured by the bouquet of flowers in his hand. Luo Qingyang raises a hand to bid him inside, leading him in the direction of Lan Zizhui and Wei Wuxian, who has got up to greet the man who raised his little radish. Their eyes meet across the room. Zizhui holds his breath as he walks over to the two show hosts. Luo Qingyang, now back at Jin Su's side, takes her hand and holds it tight. Lan Wangji, eyes wide, lips parted, drops his bouquet.
Wei Ying,
he exhales more than he says.
Lan Zhan,
Wei Wuxian replies,
mirroring Lan Wang Ji's expression of wonder. He doesn't move. He seems utterly incapable of taking one single step towards Lan Wang Ji. In the end, it's Lan Wang Ji who takes a few measured steps in Wei Wuxian's direction. Slowly, he raises a hand and reaches it out to Wei Wuxian, as if he wasn't trusting his own eyes, has to touch him to make sure he's really there, and not just a fragment of his imagination. Wei Wuxian, as if in a trance, raises his own hand to meet Lan Wang Ji's. Their fingers brush.
Wei Ying,
Lan Wang Ji repeats, one single tear escaping his eye.
Yeah, Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian confirms, his own voice full of emotion.
It's me. I'm here. Hi.
Lan Wang Ji throws all caution to the wind, grabs Wei Wuxian's hand, and pulls him into his embrace. Wei Wuxian emits a tiny surprised squeak before his arms come up around Lan Wang Ji's back. His fingers fist into the fabric of Lan Wang Ji's shirt, holding on to him like a lifeline.
You are here,
Lan Wang Ji repeats, a sob escaping him. Zizhui inhales sharply. Luo Qingyang gives him a look.
I've seen Baba cry a few times, he explains, his voice quiet, but usually he cries quietly, without making a sound. I've never seen him like this.
They look back at Wei Wuxian and Lan Wang Ji, who now openly weeps into Wei Wuxian's shoulder. Neither of them say anything for the longest time, holding each other tightly while crying. Wei Wuxian breaks the embrace and takes a step back to take a better look at Lan Wang Ji.
How is this possible? He asks. You adopted my little radish? Did you know I did volunteer work at the orphanage?
Lan Wang Ji shakes his head.
When you told me you were working with children on the side, I thought you meant babysitting.
Wei Wuxian blinks up at Lan Wang Ji, then throws his head back and laughs loudly.
Extreme babysitting, yeah, he wheezes as he's trying to compose himself.
Lan Wang Ji smiles, leans forward, and brings their foreheads together.
I've missed you so, he tells Wei Wuxian. All these years I was hoping, praying, that you are well and happy.
I was well, Wei Wuxian replies, and I am certainly happy now, but...
He turns to look at Zizhui.
Radish, did you know about this?
Zizhui smiles at them, sheepishly, walking closer to Lan Wang Ji and Wei Wuxian.
I did, he confirms, and Wei Wuxian gasps in mock shock. Baba and I were looking through photographs one afternoon, and I found one with the two of you on it. I instantly recognized you, Xian Gege, but I said nothing because I wanted to know more. And Baba, you looked so sad. I saw you cry that evening, and I thought, if I tell you who he is, then you might not want me to find him, because it would be too painful for you.
Lan Wang Ji lets go of Wei Wuxian, only to take his son into his arms.
Of course I would have allowed you to find him, he tells Zizhui, regardless of my own feelings.
He presses a kiss to Zizhui's temple. Wei Wuxian wags a finger at the boy.
You planned this? Seriously, Aiyuan, who taught you to scheme like this?
Zizhui turns to him and suddenly says,
You did.
Wei Wuxian grimaces.
Ah ha ha ha. Well, at least he uses the nonsense I taught him back then for good things, right?
Lan Wang Ji shakes his head. No nonsense. He's always been kind-hearted, even when I first met him. He must have gotten it from you.
Lan Zhan,
Wei Wuxian whines, and leans his head against Lan Wangji's shoulder. You're still trying to kill me with compliments, are you? Luo Qingyang and Qin Su exchange a smile, while Sizhui softly chuckles. Lan Wangji puts his arm back around Wei Wuxian's shoulder. You should know that I never lie, he tells him, and Wei Wuxian grumbles something unintelligible into the crook of Lan Wangji's neck. When he speaks next, his voice is quiet, just loud enough for the microphones to pick it up. I'm so sorry, Lan Zhan, he confesses. I never meant to break your heart. I got into trouble, and staying would have meant putting you all in danger. So would have asking for help. I would have never forgiven myself if anything had happened to you just because of me. Lan Wangji raises his hand to stroke the back of Wei Wuxian's head. I know, Lan Wangji tells him. I'm just glad you're safe now. Anything else doesn't matter anymore. Wei Wuxian steps out of his embrace.
How can you say that? I've hurt you!
Sizhui looks from Lan Wangji to Wei Wuxian, then back at the two show hosts, alarmed. Lan Wangji blinks. Would you prefer it if I rejected you?
What? No! I mean, Lan Zhan, I broke your heart. Surely you must be mad at me, right? Like, I just got up and disappeared on you. We were so happy back then. We even talked about getting married after we finished our degrees. And I just took my things and left. It couldn't have been easy, right?
You're correct. It wasn't easy, Lan Wangji tells him. And I mourned you, in a way. I had no idea what had happened to you. The way things went, the most rational explanation that I could come up with was that something had happened to you. But knowing what I know now, I realize that you must have hurt, too. Significantly, so. If you're waiting for me to reject you as a form of punishment, I think you suffered enough. We both did. Lan Wangji reaches out to take Wei Wuxian's hand and places a gentle kiss onto his fingers. To have you here in front of me, alive and well, is more than I ever imagined I would have again. It's been 13 years, and I'm sure that we have both grown and changed. But I would still love to have you in my life, Wei Ying, even as just a friend, if you would still have me in yours. Sizhui doesn't know what to make of the situation, but he hopes. Oh, he hopes so much.
Lan Zhan, you know I still want to marry you, Wei Wuxian blurts out,
before his expression goes horrified, realizing what he just said. Lan Wangji's eyes widen, then he lets out a huff. I would love that too, he tells Wei Wuxian, but perhaps we should take it a bit more slowly in the beginning. Wei Wuxian gapes at Lan Wangji, then rolls his eyes.
To hell with taking it slow, Lan Zhan! We've been waiting for 13 years!
He exclaims, before taking hold of Lan Wangji's shirt collar and kissing him. Lan Wangji startles, but pulls him in, melting into the kiss. Sizhui squeals. Luo Qingyang and Qin Su both run up to him to hug him, equally delighted.
Does that mean I get to have two babas now?
He asks hopefully, as the women let go of him, and Lan Wangji nuzzles Wei Wuxian's cheek.
I believe so, Lan Wangji says. It might take a while to get everything sorted out, but...
He looks back at Wei Wuxian.
I am willing to try again, if that's what you want, too. I still love you, Wei Ying.
Wei Wuxian tears up again, shedding happy tears this time.
Of course I want to, Lan Zhan. There's nothing I want more. I've never stopped loving you, either.
Sijue can't contain his happiness any longer. He claps his hands in pure joy and hugs both Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji. Yuan, it's all right, Wei Wuxian soothes as he hugs him back. Lan Xian, look at your son, the little miracle worker. Our son, Wei Ying, Lan Wangji says, and Wei Wuxian leans up to kiss him again. Luo Qingyang sighs.
See that right there?
That's why I love my job so much. Xinsu nods. Me too. You think they're going to make it? I sure hope so, Luo Qingyang replies. We'll check back in with them in a year for a special episode. But honestly, I don't doubt for a second that those two will be happy again. Xinsu doesn't doubt it, either.